We have this powerful ally, and that power comes through him. And so Paul says, take on that power. Be strengthened in the Lord in his mighty power. But as Paul almost always does, he says, we need to cooperate as well. And this seems to be true throughout Scripture. I mean, Paul, God wants to give us this power. God wants to deliver us, but it always seems like he requires and asks for our cooperation. So as we receive the power of God, there's something for us to do. And Paul says, you've got to put on the armor of God. He says that a couple of times in verses 11 through 13. Put on the armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Verse 13, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And I love that. He says, full armor. The Greek word is panoplia, which we get the word panoply, in case you were wondering what that word meant, that song that you just sang. But it means the full armor. It means everything that you always, there's nothing missing. This is not a deal. Buy now and then you can buy later something to supplement this. It's not going to get any better. There's everything that you need. God puts it out for you and it's the very best. This isn't grade C, B, D, L, whatever. This is grade A armor. In fact, one translation, instead of saying full armor, says the splendid armor of God. This is everything that you will ever need. It's the very best. But he says you've got to put it on. This is what you have at your disposal. You have the belt of truth. Listen, Christian, truth is on your side, our side. There is truth, and the Bible contains that truth about who we are, about who God is, what life is all about, what awaits us in the future, how we can live forever in heaven, how we can live right now in an abundant life. This is where we find truth in the Word of God. We have the belt of truth, and we have the breastplate of righteousness. People, you, the church, is called to bring justice and mercy into this world. And God has established this church to bring his goodness into this world. This is not going to be accomplished by any government, social media influences, or anyone else. This is going to be accomplished. The righteousness of God is going to be brought into this world by the people of God. We have feet that are fitted with the readiness to proclaim the gospel of peace. We have peace. And we are equipped to take this message into the world. We have the greatest message that the world has ever heard. We have the message that this world needs to hear. And we got the shoes to bring it. We've got the shield of faith. People, we believe with all of our hearts that God is real. We walk by faith and not by sight. We are convinced of the reality of the unseen God and his work in the world. We have the helmet of salvation. We are assured of victory. We are confident in our destiny. We are convinced that the grace of God is all sufficient. We know that we are forgiven. And we have the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. We know that the Bible contains all things pertaining to life and godliness. And like Jesus, we can ward off any temptation with the power of a word from God. We have everything we need. We have all that we need to win this battle. And last but not least, we have prayer. Ephesians 6, 18 through 20. Paul says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Then he gets personal. And you know what? I think Paul recognizes that he's been able to do the things that he's done for the kingdom because other people have been praying for him. He's part of this community and he finds strength in this community. And so he asks the Ephesians, pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. He says, we've got to be praying. You know, we pray individually, and we all need to do that. Have our time alone with God and pray for things that we need. But more importantly, Paul says, we need to be praying for one another. Another thing that's kind of lost in the translation here is that in this section, Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, all the verbs through this section are plural. So when it says put on, if you guys in Oklahoma and Texas, it would be y'all put on, or if you're in the Northeast, you guys put on. When he says stand firm, it's y'all stand firm, you guys stand firm. And he says it's our struggle. You see, people, we are working together as a team. Not only does God give me and give you the armor of God, but he gives us fellow soldiers that are fighting right alongside us, protecting us, watching our backs, praying for one another. In the divisive world that we live in, it is so easy to turn on each other, but people, we cannot start attacking one another. We need to love one another. We need to tend to the wounds of one another. We need to forgive one another. And we need to pray for one another. Because there's strength in our numbers. So hear these words from Paul once again. Let me read it to you from the Message. And that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you to be strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so that you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death battle to the finish against the devil and all of his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace. Faith and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. And don't forget to pray for me. Pray that I'll know what to say and have the courage to say it at the right time, telling the mystery to one and all, the message that I, jailbird preacher that I am responsible for getting out. Let's all stand up. We're going to sing a song. As we sing this, I want you to know two things. Satan is after you. Every single one of you, Satan is after. And he's working hard at it. He wants you. He doesn't want you to enjoy the abundant life. He doesn't want you to have a relationship with God. He comes to steal and destroy and to kill us. Satan is after you. He's crafty. He's using all kinds of spiritual forces. Sometimes those spiritual forces are working through people in your life. And he's got some powerful weapons that he's using in your life. He is after you. But I want you to know this. As you are standing right now, there is no power. There is no evil power that can knock you back. There is no power that can knock you down. The power of God is with you through his word, through his spirit. You have everything that you need to withstand anything that this Satan, who thinks he's stronger than he is, He's really not that strong compared to the strength of our Lord.
That's right.
The Lord is empowering you to overcome temptation. The Lord is empowering you to do what He is calling you to do. And the Lord has the power to make you strong because He is stronger than anything. So let's sing about the strength of our Lord. Basil.
There is love that came for us, a motive.